I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Macomb Mayor Mike Inman and Community Development Coordinator Ed Bosch. They're here to talk about the Courthouse Square, which has been placed on the National Register of Historic Places. Mayor Inman, what are the boundaries?
Well, Ed would be able to tell you this as well, but they're Campbell Street, Washington Street, MacArthur, and the Burlington Northern Railroad tracks. So from north to south, it's Washington up to the railroad tracks, and from east to west, it's Campbell, MacArthur, and that's it. Everything within those confines are listed in the National Register as a historic district now.
And what is this historic district going to be called?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that we thought of anything other than the Macomb Downtown National Historic District. Does that sound right, Ed?
Well, we've referred to it as the Courthouse Square Historic District also, but I don't know that there's really one name for it that is more appropriate than another.
Although on the notification we got from the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, the ones that gave us the official notice here a week or so ago, it does list the title as the Macomb Courthouse Square Historic District.
Mm-hmm. And will they send you signs or a certificate, or what do you get from anything from the federal government?
I don't believe so. We can make our own signs and post those. And in fact, I think the mayor is working with Department of Transportation on that right now to put them on the highways. But I don't think they supply anything, no, other than the letter that the mayor received.
All right. So what does this mean for businesses in the district?
We'd like to think it means several things to them. First and foremost, it means an opportunity to promote their business as being within that area and complement the entire area with that kind of theme or branding, so to speak. And for property owners in the downtown, they would be able to apply for tax credit, federal tax credit, for any improvements they make, and that would be up to 30%. So not anything just to sneeze at, but then the idea would be it would offer those incentives along with our local incentives that we've had in place for a number of years that would help overall improve the downtown.
And are these incentives just for building facades, or could it be any changes to buildings?
Actually, Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it includes the interior as well.
Correct. The tax credit program includes interior and exterior work both. However, they are more concerned about the outside. But if you have historically significant features to the interior of the building, you can get tax credits for maintaining or repairing those as well.
And what sort of latitude is allowed regarding changes to a building exterior in a historic district?
There is a set of standards for rehabilitation. It's published by the Secretary of the Interior. I have the briefer version of it here in the handbook format. And it goes through all of the different features of a building, doors, windows, brick, wood, roofs, storefronts, entrances, porches, structural systems. And for each of those, even mechanical systems, and for each of those items, it lays out some fairly broad guidelines as to what you should do and what they recommend you not do. And in my opinion, most of it is common sense. And what they are these guidelines are aimed at is preserving the historical integrity of the building as it sits today, not covering up or eliminating a historic feature.
And you may have sort of just answered this, but it's not as though every building must now look like it's from the 1880s or 90s or whatever. I mean, what are you allowed in terms of the historic time period for a building and what it looks like?
Well, every building has its own time frame, and this is something that's kind of hard to wrap your head around, so to speak, when you first hear it. But it really depends on what is there and how far back that goes. If you have significant features that were from 1920, that's what you preserve. If you have them from 1890, then that's what you preserve. Even 1950s, early 60s would now be considered historic. And you can actually have two different periods in the same building. You may have 1920s on the upstairs, and maybe you have 1940s on the ground floor. So it really does depend on each individual case is judged differently.
Now, the cutoff, the definitive cutoff, is more than 50 years, though.
Correct.
Isn't that right?
50 years is – if it's not at least 50 years, it's not considered historic, right?
And that's been a point of discussion, particularly in the last year or so, as we've had some folks bring some things before the Historic Preservation Commission, asking that question, what era are we trying to define downtown? And it really is very broad. It just needs to be more than 50 years old. And as Ed has pointed out, it could be any style of architecture that fits within a period that is greater than 50 years or older. So I think that's been a little bit of a sticking point for some people, as Ed said, to get theirs and in some cases our head around as to what the era is. There is no set era that we're looking for up there. And with that in mind, I think that with that broad a scope, I think a lot of folks realize now that, for example, one of the programs that we've had that's come about from this whole discussion on historic preservation and our Historic Preservation Commission is that the city funds a facade improvement grant program. And I think as people have understood the concept now, we've had quite a bit of activity, particularly in the last 6 to 8 months in that program. And I think people are now having a better understanding of what that historic time frame is that is there, that's defined.
You mentioned some of the tax breaks that are available to businesses in a historic district. What about the city itself as you begin to make renovations, some repairs on the Courthouse Square? Does this being now a historic district, are you eligible for any sort of grants or breaks of any type from the feds?
To be honest, I haven't checked since we've been designated, but there have traditionally been some programs that on a national basis that were applicable only to historic structures or historic districts, both from federal government sources and from private foundations. And I was going to look into that and see if there's much left. If there is, it's probably, to be honest, not a whole lot of money. However, if you're looking at some renovation money for the downtown as a whole, which we may be here and applying perhaps through Department of Transportation Enhancement Grant, I think that being a nationally designated district certainly helps your cause because you have shown that you are committed to preserving the area and you've gone through a process already and you have something valuable to protect. So I think those are all bonuses as we go down the road in trying to secure grant monies.
Do you have a feel now for what this renovation plan will look like, or are some of the details still being hashed out?
Oh, they're still being hashed out. And I think you were at the public meeting we had up at the Art Center located on the square here 6 or 8 weeks ago now, where we got an initial public input on about a 3 or 4 design concepts that we've contracted with a consultant to bring to the table for us. The decision on which of those concepts has not been yet been made, and don't know that it will be in the next week or two by any means. But we want again build a consensus on how we're going to move forward with that.
How will you go about marketing the downtown, the Courthouse Square, now that it is a historic district? Is this a main thing, or is this just part of an overall package when you go about marketing Macomb?
Well, I think it can definitely be a feather in our cap. The one thing that I know that I've been catching myself say over the last several years is that as we pursued this designation, we had every hope that we would get it. And at the end of the day, we can't deny the fact that our square has been a part of history, not only in the state but in the country, with a couple of visits from Abraham Lincoln here and those being noted on the square, both on the courthouse and through an additional marker on the southeast corner of the Courthouse Square. And even if we had not achieved this, we've marketed for some time. When I say we, the city, the chamber, have marketed our downtown with its historical dynamic in place. I think this just adds some true credibility and to that.
You mentioned the visits by Lincoln. Are there other things that you feel make the downtown district historic?
Well, obviously we have two other buildings on the square that by their own standing have gotten recognition on the National Register already, and that was the Old Bailey House, which is located on a block of South Campbell Street, and the Le Moyne Hotel. They are in their own right distinct and separate register buildings. So we think that as we look at marketing the downtown as a whole, when we package this up, plus we add the Sherman Hall building on the campus, we think that things could come together in a very positive way and take off with those things in mind from a marketing standpoint.
Rich, I might add, too, that one of the features that was illustrated to the state to get their approval to go to the National Register for listing was that the square, while a lot of communities have downtown squares in the Midwest, ours is a unique kind by its specific design and the way that Jackson Street comes into it and goes out. It's a traffic pattern that you don't see commonly. And that I know that was a point that was well made by our consultant in Springfield when we presented there to the state board. And then there were also some individuals that have stayed at the Le Moyne Hotel in more recent times than Abraham Lincoln like Amelia Earhart, we found out, that have some historic significance. And then there have been some of the architecture is rather unique, and some of it has been preserved, fortunately. So all in all, it lends itself well, I think, to historic designation.
All right. Ed Bosch is the Community Development Coordinator for Macomb. We were also joined by Macomb Mayor Mike Inman. The Courthouse Square has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. Congratulations. And
thank you. Ed and his staff and the Historical Preservation Commission get all the credit for this. This has been a project that's been on Ed's plate, I think, almost since day one coming into the staff position at the city. And they've done a good job, an excellent job.
It took we've been at it in earnest since the fall of 2008. So it doesn't happen overnight. And it took a lot of work by some dedicated volunteers and I don't want to mention them all because I'm afraid I'll leave somebody out.
Yeah.
But who spent countless hours going through records and finding archives at the university and at our local library, and they really, really paved the path for this being able to happen. And I should also mention and thank them because of their work, we were able to keep the costs of a professional consultant down, because they doing a lot of the research meant the consultant simply didn't have to do it or repeat it, and therefore they had less hours that we had to worry about finding dollars for.
All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.